Don't be dismayed at goodbyes. A farewell is necessary before you can meet again. And meeting again after moments or lifetimes is certain for those who are friends. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, bringing you the philosopher's ideas from the absolute. Now, this certainly is not an absolute statement. Richard Bach has this in his book, Illusions. Don't be dismayed at goodbyes. A farewell is necessary before you can meet again. And meeting again after moments or lifetimes is certain for those who are friends. We oftentimes talk about lifetimes. We talk about lifetimes being after death. And of course, it is death. But how many times have you died during this life experience? You have died any number of times. You might have had your heart stop beating easily. My brother died maybe about 300 or 400 times because his heart stopped beating and his breathing stopped with his breathing problem. And it is not an apnea, breathing apnea that he has. It's not a pleasant thing. But he actually died. Ben came back to life again. His wife nudged him, or he shook or something, you know, because, you see, we do have the control of popping in and out of our bodies pretty much at will if we choose to do so. And people do it quite often, and they go on out-of-body journeys, and they leave their body behind. And they could just as easily stay away, which many do. And take a journey, they want to go and see somebody and do something, and they do. But you see, we're all here all the time. We live immortally in this one presence, in this one time. And we think that after moments or lifetimes, it is certain for those who are friends to meet again. Well, now, friends never separate. If you can say a friend is someone who you are interested in, someone who you care about, someone who is important in your life. We don't have friends, we who are working in the monastery here, working in the school of the master. We don't have friends, because to have a friend demands that you do something that we're incapable of doing. It demands doing something that we're incapable of doing. And we're incapable of loving them conditionally. To have a friend means you love them differently than you love a non-friend. Oh. It means you love them differently than you love your family, than you love your wife or husband or children or parents. And that we cannot do. So we have no friends. We love everyone unconditionally. We love our any stranger as much as we love our family. And there's another word now. That word is care. Do we give attention to and care about everybody in the world in the same way? Well, let's just put that to rest too. Yes, we do. When we are aware of people in the world, we care about them. When we are aware of people who are having problems or conditions, we care about them. Our prayer healing ministry is constantly out caring for people that we have never met. Their names are turned in to us by their ministers, their friends, our students who know these people, and they ask for treatment for them, and so we give a treatment. And we're caring quite sincerely and quite definitely. And as I walk the path every morning, I wrap all of you in my pure white light of love, and my family and my friends, people that I know, people that I am thinking about, and so I'm giving them my unconditional love. Now, my unconditional love reaches out further than that, but that's the language we're using, that's the terminology that we have for today. We want to expand our language, expand our terminology, and not think about saying goodbyes, because many people say, goodbye, that's it, never see you again, goodbye, we're gone. And that's not what it's meant. Goodbyes are just like the little children who are taught to say goodbye to their relatives and friends who come to visit. Bye-bye, bye-bye, goodbye, goodbye, bye-bye. And it's just a phrase. It doesn't mean you are gone forever and I'll never see you again. And you see, the way it's phrased here, don't be disappointed that goodbye is a farewell is necessary before you can meet again. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. But a farewell is necessary before you can meet again, if indeed you're going to meet again. I believe that we never separate ourselves from one another. We're always in each other's aura, we are always in each other's charisma, we're always in each other's thought, in each other's mind, in each other's heart. And so therefore, what's all this about going away? We can all start to realize that when you get on a boat and you're out of sight, you're not gone, you're not dead. You may not be present and where everyone else is that you knew, but you're not dead, you're not lost. You're quite happy where you are. The little boy came up to his mother in the supermarket, and the mother said, "Oh, you were lost, and I didn't know where to find you." He says, "I wasn't lost. I knew where I was." And I mean, we've heard that before, but that's true. You see, the other person that we think is dead, is gone, is lost, we are mourning them and feeling sorry about it, but they're not lost. They said they know where they were. And you all continue in your conscious awareness of who you are on all these different dimensions. Now, I will say that when we return to our original purity and integrity and we pop back into the absolute or the allness or the isness, we don't remember. We have no individuality. But as much as we might like to have it, we don't have it. And it doesn't matter. But the only thing that matters is that we live now with a happy, harmonious attitude about life, and we live now enjoying what we're doing. That's important. And when we say goodbyes, what are you saying? You're saying hi? You're saying, "Oh my goodness, you know, I'm never going to see them again." And, you know, if a mother said to her son who's going off to service, "Goodbye, dear, I'll never see you again, I know, but come, and I love you." Well, my goodness, you can be sure the boy is going to be killed. But if the mother says, "Well, have fun, be a good boy, do good things, enjoy yourself, remember, be yourself and have fun, that's the main thing, I'm going to be thinking about you, let me know all of your wonderful adventures of the things that you're doing, and I just love to hear from you," and what's the kid going to do? He's going to be wrapped in that pure white light of love of his mother and his own pure white light of love. He's going to be living in that consciousness, and nothing can happen to him. I said to this girl, Edith, who is going to be our new student, and she said she was in the military, but she was working for the top officer of the military, the Swiss, German, Swiss military?
Swiss.
And I said to her, "You're smart." I said, "I was in Second World War, and I didn't feel like shooting anybody, so I created myself doing things where I wouldn't be shooting people." She says, "That's what I did. I created myself where I wouldn't be hurting another person or shooting people." And, you know, that's really true. That's really true. People who want to get in the position to hurt other people and kill other people, they create themselves in that. But her, taboo, you know. Oh, that's what it's all about. We are the master of our thought, master of our world, the master of our circumstances and conditions. And if we're going to name it and claim it, something that we don't really say we want, then that's what we're going to get. Because we are not free from the law of cause and effect. As much as we think we can go around just being funny and silly and saying dumb things and not be responsible for them, we are responsible. And it's about time that we take recognition of that, because it's there whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not, it's there pushing its wonderful effect upon us for every cause we put in motion. So, we're not so concerned about the goodbyes. We're only concerned about living in the now and enjoying it. So, we will have some more of these wonderful statements. I think there's maybe two more here in the book. And then we will go on with our other thoughts that we have. In fact, I might just mention the two thoughts right away and be done with it. The mark of your ignorance is the depth of your belief in injustice and tragedy. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. How many of you now have metamorphosized and have changed from the child that you were to the adult that you are, have changed from the person who believed that you were not in charge of your life to the person who believes you're in charge of your life? How many of you made that change? And if you made that change, then you no longer believe in injustice and tragedy, because those are things that you have created. Those are things the world creates specifically. And as much as we say, oh, that's terrible, oh my goodness, you know, let's not have any of that, it's a choice. You can create everything in perfect divine order, or you can create everything out of order. That's your privilege. No one holds you against it. Now, we conclude Richard Bach's wonderful book on illusions there with his statement here, which is quite significant. And it says, everything in this book may be wrong. So we have the opportunity now to live our life and do wonderful and beautiful things. We have our opportunity to be master of ourselves and have all the world, not we don't need justice. Right action, you might say, we don't need that. All is. And whatever experience we have, we look at it and we say, hey, that's cool. And if we don't want it, then we create another experience in our mind. We say, hey, that's cool. Whatever it is. If you're driving down the road and your car is going to hit a tree, you say, my car always drives carefully, not carefully, whatever, it drives perfectly, thank you. Perfectly in its right order. All is in divine order. That's better, you know. You get rid of all this nonsense trying to figure out what to say. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And zip, your car pulls to the left and misses the tree. Now, why didn't it do that before? Well, because you thought you were going to hit the tree. And you created yourself hitting the tree. And you were almost going to hit the tree until you put the new cause in motion. Strong! Ho, ho, ho! Very strong to say, all is in divine order. And straight ahead, away from the tree, you soar down the road. Wonderful. People get a flat tire, blowout in the front tire, and the car wants to move quickly to the direction of the blowout, and you just gently hold it in place, take your foot off the gas pedal, let it slow down, and let it go into right order, and there's nothing. But bang, oh, you're so afraid. You know, everything is going, you have no control. What am I going to do? Well, when you're flying an airplane, if you're landing a normal airplane, and you're frightened and you don't know what to do, take your hands off the controls and your feet off the control, it'll land itself. Just aim it, you know, and it'll land itself. Because that's what it's designed to do. It's designed just to flow. You know, these children who have the model airplanes, they're built on the same principle. And they come down, and they just land down, and oftentimes the kids, they run out of gas, or they have no control. And the plane just lands itself. Oh, it crunches up occasionally, but basically it lands itself because it has been trained, it has been planned to do that. Many children, they say, I've never crashed my plane. Run out of gas, a lot of things, it landed itself, it always came up perfect. That's their consciousness. Now, what's your consciousness about your body, your life, your experiences? Are you going to say that you're going to say goodbye to one human form and hello to another? Are you going to say that there's friends or not friends? Are you going to say that there is only unconditional love? How far are you willing to go on this journey of being yourself and having fun? If you're willing to go all the way, then I'm with you. If you're willing to go part way, I'm with you. If you're willing not to go at all, I don't know you. I don't know you. Because whoever's in my world is planning on getting to where they're going. And I'm planning on being there with them as they arrive at that wonderful focus. Have a lovely evening, and philosophically you have just gone into many dimensions, but have fun. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.